Good morning, church.
各位弟兄姐妹平安.
I want to thank you, our leadership, for inviting me, especially Sister Kathy for setting us up for this morning.
我谢谢 Kathy 姐妹邀请我在你们当中来讲道.
I'd like to introduce to you my family.
我想向你们介绍我的家庭.
In just a moment, they're not here, but I brought them on PowerPoint.
他们不在这里，可是我把他们带来了.
There we are. That's my family picture. It looks like a reality TV show.
这就像真的是电影.
How come we're not working here? Well, that's my first son, who is going to sit there for a little bit. Here we go. So my first son is Max. He's a fifth grader at Redwood Christian School. He plays piano, Legos, baseball, and his favorite is soccer.
这是我五年级的儿子，他叫马克思。
Evan is a freshman at Castro Valley High School. He also plays the piano and plays bass guitar, baseball, basketball, soccer. He's the active one who has already had three broken wrists in 2 years.
这是我的老二，他是当中最活跃的，今年是九年级的高中生。
Tyler is our oldest. He's a senior at Castro Valley. He plays piano, guitar, and baseball.
Tyler 是我的老大，他今年十二年级，他玩足球，他也弹钢琴。
Cindy is my wife of almost 22 years. We met at Cal. She works for Kaiser in the strategic planning department.
Cindy is my wife of almost 22 years. She works for Kaiser in the strategic planning department. She is in Kaiser, and she is now at Kaiser.
While at Cal, I studied civil engineering. I got my bachelor's and master's in civil engineering, designing hydroelectric power plants.
我自己也是在加大的那个土木工程毕业，然后我是进行是过程是水木工程的行业。
After 5 years, I felt God calling me into the ministry, and from there, I spent 15 years in full-time church ministry, 12 and a half as a youth pastor, and 2.5 as an associate pastor.
过后我被神呼召，我当过十二年半的青少年牧师，然后当过2年半的成人的牧师。
Currently, I work from home.
我目前在家里工作。
I'm a house dad, so after school, I'm a taxi driver, tutor, coach, cook. Those kind of things.
我是一个家庭主妇，在家课以后，我是一个德式司机，我一个厨师，我也是一个教练。
Then on weekends, I speak for Chinese churches that have an English ministry on weekends, like CCIC.
周末呢，我就到有英文事工的教会，就像我们一样当中来讲道。
And I'm also the part-time East Bay director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And that's what we do for that ministry is we share the gospel at local high schools and colleges using stories of sports and faith to share the gospel.
我也坚持在基督教运动员的团体里面服侍，我们是借着运动，借着福音的故事来传讲福音。
Here's a picture of my son's mouth about 4 years ago.
这是我的儿子四年前的一个照片。
How many of you have ever had braces or have had braces?
有没有人戴过牙套或曾经戴过牙套？
How many of you love that opportunity and that experience?
请问我们当中有多少人喜悦这样的一个经历？
Well, when Tyler was 13 years old, about 4 years ago, my wife and I decided to get braces for Tyler.
当我的儿子13岁，4年前，我跟我的太太决定要给他开始戴牙套。
And just recently, our youngest, Max, was our next lucky recipient of having braces.
最近我们的小儿子马克思也成为下一个幸运的收线人。
But Evan, our middle son, was lucky enough and didn't have teeth like mine or my wife's, and so he doesn't have braces.
我们的老二有整洁的牙齿，所以他不需要经过这样的一个诊断。
For Tyler and Max, the decision was not theirs.
泰勒跟马克思，他们不是他们的决定。
But mainly his parents, mainly his mom.
最主要是他的父母，而且是他的主要的是他的妈妈。
It would require significant time, about 12 to 18 months, to fix their teeth.
整个过程是需要协助的时间，大概12个月到18个月。
And it would require significant financial resources. Fortunately, there was insurance to help with that.
也需要极大的财务资源，还好有保险公司的帮助。
And it would require periodic orthodontic adjustments.
也常常需要矫矫正。
This morning, I want to talk to you about adjustments.
今天我要跟你提到调整。
They are prescribed, painful, productive adjustments towards desired results.
它是医生配给你是需要调整的，可是会带来你所期待的。
If you're taking notes, you can write down this: that adjustments are prescribed, and that it is by a higher authority, an orthodontist, and in our case, by mom.
你应该知道，这就是那个调整师给你的一个配方。这个在我的儿子的情况是他的母亲给他的。
But these adjustments are also going to be painful, temporary pain resulting from the turning of the screws, the universal sign of getting the adjustment.
这个调整会带给你暂时的调整，因为它必须矫正你的牙齿。
The pain would subside over time until the next adjustment.
经过一个时间，这段调整，这个疼痛会退去，直到下一次的调整。
But these adjustments will be productive.
这个调整却带来非常好的效果。
Because once all the adjustments have been completed, the result is straight teeth and a sweet smile.
一旦所有的调整完成以后，结果就是非常整洁的牙齿，还有一个美丽的笑容。
These adjustments, these events or actions or experiences were all towards a desired result.
这些调整、这些经历都是要带来朝向一个所期待的结果进行。
This morning I come to you to share a message of encouragement and challenge. I want you all to think back to your last adjustment appointment.
今天我来到你的面前，是要跟你分享一个鼓励的信息。我想请大家回想上一次你被调整的时候是什么时候。
Of course, it's not for your teeth ordered by your dentist, but for your life.
当然，我指的不是你牙医所对你进行的调整，而是你生命中的调整。
Perhaps they were financial, emotional, spiritual, or even physical.
可能是在你的经济上、情绪上、属灵上，或者是身体上的调整。
But I believe they were all ordered by the Lord.
我相信这些都是从上帝而来的。
Would you please join me as we continue in prayer?
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, thank you so much for this time that we can come together.To come and worship you as a body, to sing songs, to come to you in prayer, and now is the time to look into your word. I pray that, Lord, that you would be blessed in our attention, that we'd be able to focus on your words, that you would speak through me. We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
A little background in this passage of Philippians chapter 2 is this.
我们来分享一下腓立比书的一些背景。
It's a personal letter from Paul to the Philippian church. Paul wanted to thank the believers for helping them when he was in need.
保罗要感谢信徒在他有需要的时候对于他的帮助。
The Philippian church had been a great encouragement to Paul.
腓立比教会对保罗一直有极大的鼓舞。
And they had developed a very special relationship. So he wrote them a personal expression of love and affection.
他们已经建立非常特殊的关系，所以保罗写书信来表达他对他们的爱和关心。
He wanted to tell them why he could be so full of joy despite his imprisonment and upcoming trial.
他想告诉他们为什么他可以充满喜乐，尽管他的监狱还有审讯已经来临。
In fact, the concept of joy appears 16 times in 4 chapters in Philippians, and the pages are filled with this positive message of Paul's declaration that always be full of joy in the Lord again, I say, rejoice.
在整个腓立比书里面，你看到保罗是非常的喜乐，他整个信息都告诉他，你们要常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
This is quite extraordinary when you think that Paul's life of service to the Lord would have resulted in excruciating poverty, abundant wealth, and everything in between.
其实这个是非常不寻常的，因为保罗为了主的缘故，一直在痛苦还有悲伤之中。
Unfortunately, Paul was becoming aware of some divisive influences growing in the church.
可是保罗不幸地发现到在教会里面已经开始有一些分歧的影响到教会的成长。
So Paul counsels the Philippians about humility and unity and warned them about potential problems.
所以保罗劝告腓立比教会要虚心，要团结，警告他们有关潜在的问题。
There was a double threat to the unity of the church.
对于教会的合一有双重的这样的一个威胁。
False teachers were starting to influence the church.
因为假教师开始影响教会。
And additionally, there were members within the church that were in major disagreements that were rooted in their racial, economic, and cultural differences.
而在门徒当中也开始有意见分歧的时候，是基于他们的种族、经济还有文化上的差异。
Just like in any church that we might have today, there are divisiveness and disagreements, and when we have them, they make it easy for us to turn on each other.
就像今天的教会一样，我们有时候会有分裂分支，我们很快的彼此相对。
Paul encouraged the Philippians to agree with one another, stop complaining, and work together.
保罗劝勉腓立比人停止抱怨，我们要携手共进。
As believers, we should not be so quick to get on each other, but unite against the mutual enemy of Satan, the world, and the world.
作为信徒，我们不应该彼此相对，而是联合起来一起对付我们共同的敌人，就是世界还有魔鬼。
When we are united in love, seeking the interests of others before ourselves, Christ's strength is most abundant.
当我们合一在神的面前的时候，宣求别人义的时候，神的力量就显明在我们的当中。
But inevitably, minor as well as major adjustments show up in our lives.To help us produce lives that God wants for us, albeit might require some pain.
但不可避免的，不管是次要或重要的调整，都会出现在我们的生命里面，为的是帮助我们去产生神要赐给我们的生命。
In fact, I'll go so far as to say that life adjustments are necessary for us.
事实上，我认为，我相信神生命的调整对我们是必要的。
So let me share with you two things when you can think about when you're getting adjusted.
我要大家思想两件事，当你在被调整的时候。
Number one is being humble eases the discomfort.
第一就是存心谦卑可以减轻当时的不适应。
Verse 1 and 2 says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in purpose.
在经文第一、第二节讲到，所以你们在基督里若有所欠勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Paul encourages them to be like-minded with Christ, having love, tenderness, and compassion.
保罗鼓励他们要与耶稣基督有一样的心思，就是有爱心、慈悲和怜悯。
But he also warns them about being selfish in their own strength.
他也警告他们不要单顾自己的事。
Verse 3 and 4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should not look only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
只要存心谦卑，看别个人要看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督的心为心。
Selfishness can ruin a church, a family, relationships.
自我为中心可以毁掉一个教会。家庭关系。
But genuine humility can build it or rebuild it.
但真诚的谦卑可以建立重建它。
Being humble involves having the true perspective about ourselves.
当我们讲到谦卑，涉及到我们如何对自己有真实的观点。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3 says, "For us not to think about ourselves more highly than others, but to be sober, seriously thinking about what God has given us."
罗马书十二章三节说到，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
What is humility?
什么是谦卑？
Let me suggest to you this definition.
我有这样的一个定义。
A proper estimation of oneself compared to God.
以一个正确的自我估计来与神相比。
It doesn't mean that we put ourselves down.
不是说我们看低自己。
Because we are very worthy before God.
因为在神的面前，我们是很有价值的。
Since He sent His Son to die for us.
他派他的儿子为我们代死。
We are saved only by God's grace. Therefore, we have great worth in God's kingdom.
因为我们只有靠着神的恩典得救，因此神的爱在我们当中是很伟大的。
Considering others' interests as more important than ourselves links us with Christ, who was a true example of humility.
当我们看别人比自己强的时候，我们就是与耶稣联合，因为这就是耶稣给我们的榜样。
I remember when I had my braces on.
我记得当我自己戴牙套的时候。
I truly hated them.
我非常的恨他。
I already had self-esteem issues. Having railroad tracks in my mouth or being called metal mouth didn't help any.
当时我已经有自卑的问题，所以有铁轨在我的嘴里面，或被称为金嘴，对我来说一点帮助都没有。
And then on top of that, many times those metal tips would gouge out the flesh inside my cheek.
而且你可以想象到，当时那些铁丝一直在弄破我的血肉。
Very, very painful.
是非常痛苦的。
But you know what? My parents did that for me.
可是你知道吗？我父母为我付出的。
At a relatively high cost back in those days, because they wanted the best for me.
在当时是付出了很高的成本，因为他们是要把最好的给我。
Back then, I did not want their best for me.
可是那时候我没有办法，他接受他们所给我最好的。
It was hard to accept it back then.
我很难接受。
Why did I have to have all this pain in my mouth?
为什么我要在我的嘴里面有这样的一个痛苦？
But they loved me enough to get me braces.And get it back to be get it straight.
他们爱我，以致到他们愿意为我的牙齿来做矫正。
Today, as I give braces to my children,
当我把这个牙套给我的孩子的时候
，I understand what love my parents were trying to give to me.
我就深深明白我父母对我的爱。
Through braces.
借着牙套。
So I need to humble myself to accept what was being given to me.
我必须谦卑自己来接受我所赐予的。
I didn't want the braces.
我不想要戴牙套。
Because of the pain and the embarrassment that came along with it.
因为他们带给我许多的痛苦和尴尬。
But it was exactly what I needed.
但是这正是我所需要的。
Call it a piece of humble pie via braces.
借着牙齿的矫正，我学习谦卑的功课。
We look in this passage that Jesus is our perfect example of humility.
我们在这经文里面就学习到耶稣谦卑最好的榜样。
Verses 5, 6, and 7. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
第五节，你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Jesus became our servant.
神，耶稣成为奴仆。
When in fact he was God's son and had authority over the entire world.
但他其实是上帝的儿子，有权柄统管万有。
But he was made a servant. Literally, the word slave, to be bound to something.
真正的字就是。奴仆就是成为我们为我们成为约束。
Jesus was bound to the plan of salvation for us.
耶稣就成为神救赎的计划。
Which led him to the cross.
就是为我们上十字架。
Verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
第八节，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
During Christmas time, as Miles suggested, we should be thinking aboutThis great servant that Jesus became for us.
就像刚才茂长老说，在圣诞季节，我们要想到耶稣为我们所做的牺牲。
It just starts with Christmas.
真的是从圣诞节开始。
But it ends with Easter.
而是从复活节作为结束。
Because then what Jesus became our sacrifice.
所以那是耶稣成为我们的牺牲品。
When in fact we're the ones who committed the sins that condemn us to a godless eternity.Jesus became our substitutional sacrifice.
其实是我们犯罪，可是耶稣却成为我们的代替品。
In verse 9 through 11.
在九到十一节。
Therefore God exalted him in the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又要赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因为耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Jesus became our savior, our servant.
耶稣成为我们的救主。
He became our sacrifice.
他成为我们的奴仆，成为我们的牺牲。
And of course, Jesus became our savior.
当然，耶稣成为我们的救赎主。
When in fact, no one else could have saved us from ourselves.
事实上，没有人能拯救我们。
Our humility on this earth shows up in our servanthood and our sacrificial attitude.
我们的谦卑是表现在于我们仆人还有牺牲的态度上。
And hopefully those attitudes point to the true Savior in Jesus Christ.
我们不会成为任何人的救主，但我们肯定可以引导别人来认识拯救他们的救主。
And not to the saviors of this world that the world puts up as a false god.
而不是真正的所谓世人所谓的救主，而是耶稣基督。
The second thing to think about is to allow God to work.Eases the progress.
第二件事我要你去思想的就是允许神来减轻进展的过程情况。
Verse 12 through 13.
在十二到十三节。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
十二节，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里的时候，就如今我不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行善，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
The Philippian Christians needed to be especially careful to obey Christ.Now that Paul wasn't there to continually remind them about what was right.
腓立比教徒必须小心来顺服基督。
We too must be careful about what we believe and how we live, especially when we're on our own.
我们也一样要小心关于我们所信的，特别是当我们单飞的时候。
It is so easy to obey ourselves, and when we do, we normally get ourselves in trouble.
我们很容易顺服自己的私欲，当我们这么做的时候，我们通常会陷入许许多多的麻烦。
As a youth pastor, I've been privileged to see many students graduate out of our youth ministry.
作为一个青少年的牧师，我有机会看到很多青少年毕业。
And they go off to schools in Southern California, in the Bay Area, or out of state.
他们有些在拿加州说外州上学。
And then they think they can handle it.
他们去上大学，自以为自己可以自理。
They start to believe in themselves.
他们开始相信自己。
Do what they want to do.
做他们心里面所喜悦的事。
And they leave their foundation in Bible training behind.
他们留下他们在耶稣信仰里面的教导。
And they get in a lot of trouble.
他们就陷入许多的麻烦。
They're not with their youth leaders or their pastors.
他们不是
youth leaders, the pastors.
哦，他们都是领袖。
They look for a church.
他们寻找教会。
But this is not like their home church.
可是不像他们的教母会一样。
So they don't go.
然后，所以他们就不肯去教会。
And after 4, 5, 6 years when they graduate,
当这些青少年是经过四五年毕业以后
，they've sort of lost their way.
他们就迷失方向。
Because they believed in themselves.
他们开始相信自己。
And what they wanted to do.
做他们所想做的事。
And they got into trouble.
然后他们就陷入许许多多麻烦。
Paul is saying the same thing to the Philippians.
保罗也对腓立比教会讲同样的话。
It is he who left, not the students who left.
是保罗离开，不是这些学生离开。
And he says to them to train yourselves to be like Christ.
所以我们要早早就训练我们自己像基督一样。
To think like Christ.
要效法基督，有基督一样的意念。
Instead of following your pastor or your teacher or even your parents.
甚至不是要学习任何人，包括牧师、老师，甚至你的父母。
All of us, when we go on our own way,
当我们单飞的时候
hopefully we're led by Christ.
我们是被耶稣基督来引导。
The phrase to work out your salvation is not a call to work for your salvation.
这里讲到那个做成你得救的功，不是指赚取。
And that you can earn points for salvation.
不是说你可以自己可以靠自己去赚取救恩。
Because here in this passage, the Philippians were already believers, so it doesn't make sense for Paul to say that.
因为这里的腓立比人已经是信徒，这保罗这么说是没有意义的。
So the verb translated work out means to work to full completion.
这里的做成你得救的功夫应该是指完全全面的完成这个工作。
The word picture describes a scene of a farmer working in his fields to gather his crops.
这里一个图片是形容一个农夫在他的田园里工作。
His job is to get as much as he can out of his fields.
他的工作就是要在他的庄园里面去收集很多很多的
农作物。So here to work out means to maximize your potential.
这里讲到就是你要去发挥你最大限度的潜力。
Getting back to verse 13, Paul is saying to the Philippian Christians to not be satisfied with just getting by.
回到十三节，保罗在这里劝这些腓立比教会不要满足于只是过得去。
But instead, with all fear and trembling, be the best Christ follower you can be.
而是我们当恐惧战惊，成为你可以成为最好的基督徒的跟随者。
Verse 13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
因为在十三节里面说到，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里面运行，为要成就他的美意。
We need to let God work in us.
我们要允许上帝在我们里面工作。
Through us.
通过我们去工作。
And even at times, despite us.
而且在当中，他来帮助我们。
It is God who will help us complete His purpose for Him.
是神要来帮助我们完成他的目的。
If we let Him.
只有当我们愿意的时候。
And for the parents who are here.
我们在场的所有的父母们。
Maybe you have a child ready to go to college.
如果你有孩子准备要上大学。
Just like me with my son Tyler.
就像我一样，我的儿子泰勒。
He's our baby.
他本来是一个小 baby.
Going to college.
现在已经要上大学了。
We pray that he makes good decisions.
我们祷告他做正确的决定。
He makes good friends.
做有好的朋友。
They were based upon the godly foundation that we've hopefully taught him at home.
是根据我们在家里所教导他的基督教信仰。
And as at church as well.
还有在教会里面的教导。
We want him not only to be a Christian.
我们不要他只是成为一个基督徒。
But to maximize his potential as a believer.
我们要他发挥他作为一个信徒最大的潜力。
To influence his roommates and his classmates.
去影响他的同辈。
For Christ.
为主来影响这些人。
And not get caught up in the academic side of college.
而不只是专注于学业而已。
Very important, of course.
这当然很重要。
They are there to get a degree, hopefully.
他们在大学就是为了得到一个学位。
But they have a great opportunity to impact, to influence their community for Christ.
可是他们有良好的机会去影响他们在那里的社区。
And there are times that they've gone through, as we've all gone through, difficult situations in our lives.
就像我们一样，这些青少年也经历我们人生中的难处。
Adjustments that were painful.
那些要很痛苦的调整。
Prescribed.
是由神。
As well as productive.
是有效果的。
And all these types of things, whether it be our risks, our humiliations, our trials, our opportunities for Christ to demonstrate His power and presence in us and through us.
我们所经历的风险、危险、羞辱，还有试炼，都是机会让神证明他在我们身上的全能和同在。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10 reads, says this.
在哥林多后书12章9节。
But He, God, said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
第9节哥林多后书，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。”
Too many times we let ourselves get in the way of the adjustments that God wants for us.
很多时候我们自己成为神要在我们生命中做调整的一个拦阻。
We want to stay in control and stay strong.
我们好想自己掌握一切，刚强。
When we ought to allow ourselves to be patient and to be weak.
而我们正确的态度应该是我们应该让自己觉得软弱而耐心等待。
Let me share this poem with you.
让我来跟你分享这个一篇诗。
God is too good to be unkind.
神充满慈爱，在他没有
He is too wise to be confused.
他的智慧无法测度。
If I cannot trace his hand,
如果我不能跟踪他的手，
I can always trust his heart.
我总是可以相信他的心。
I'm pretty analytical.
我是非常理智的。
I get that from my engineering training.
因为是我的那个机械方面的训练。
I need to see things laid out for me.
我需要东西摆在我的面前。
The plan that's set out before me.
我要看到我清楚前面的计划。
I got into Berkeley, back in the days where it was much easier to get into Berkeley.
我是在很容易进的时候进去伯克利大学。
I did not have a 17.0 GPA.
我没有 17.0 的 GPA.
But God let me go to Cal for a reason.
神让我去加大是有原因的。
To learn engineering.
让我去学习。
My first 2 years at Cal.
我头两年的时候。
Were very, very bad.
是很糟糕的。
I was a pretty good student in high school.
我是蛮好高中生。
Top of my class.
我是名列前茅。
Not a very good student at Cal.
可是在伯克加大的时候我却不是一个最好的学生。
Probably the bottom of my class.
可能是在下面的。
Twice I cried. Don't tell anybody. I cried in my car.
两次我在车里面哭了。
Why am I going to this final?
为什么我要经过这个大
考？Why am I taking this class?
为什么要上这个课
？I have no idea what I'm doing.
我不知道自己在干嘛。
But it's an engineering class I had to take.
可是这却是我必修课。
My junior and senior years were much better.
我的第一二年都比较容易一点。
I had survived what they call the weeder classes as a freshman and a sophomore.
我都生存下来了。
My junior and sophomore, senior years were classes I wanted to take.
可是这高年级才是我真正要拿的科目。
They made sense.
它比较对我有益处。
The freshman, sophomore classes like English, calculus, physics, chemistry didn't make any sense.
英文还有其他这些数理都对我一点帮助都没有。
But my dynamics and hydraulics and upper division classes, they made sense.
这些比较高级的课程对我比较有意思。
So I survived.
所以我也生存下来了。
Looking back, it made sense.
当我回头看了，一切都很有意义。
While I was in it, no sense at all.
在我在进行当中的时候，一点意义都没有。
Why did God let me go to Cal and start and basically fail my first 2 years of college?
为什么神让我进加大，可是我头两年却留级了？
I'm still not sure, but
我现在还不是很明白。
But it gave me some strength.
他给我一点力量。
An ability to share that testimony with my students that I had in my youth group.
给我有这样能力，可以把我这样的一个经历跟青少年来分享。
I wasn't being very humble when I got to Cal.
当我进加大的时候，我并不是很谦卑。
I knew it all.
我好像我什么都知道。
I wanted to do it my way.
我想靠自己的方法。
But God said, "No, follow me."
可是神说没有，你来跟从我。
And then 5 years later.
五年以后。
After graduation,
当我毕业以后,
the Lord called me into the ministry.
神呼召我全时间。
That was definitely not in the plan that I had structured for myself.
这肯定不是我对人生的一个规划。
I didn't think God was not being kind.
我不是觉得神不良善。
But it was definitely very confusing to me.
可是对我来说是非常混乱的。
Why would he allow me to do 5 years of schooling, 5 years of working as an engineer, and then quit?
为什么他要让五年来训练我，然后让五年有工作的机会在机械上，却要我辞职呢？
Not sure if I know the complete answer.
不知道我是不是知道完全的答案。
But I don't think God makes any mistakes.
可是我却相信神无错误。
I have in my career of ministry used my engineering background and organizational skills and processes of thinking to help my students with Bible learning and equipping and getting people ready for ministry.
我用我在工作上所受到的训练，还有那些组织能力，去帮助这些青少年来更好认识圣经。
I would much rather have God give me the flow chart of my life.
我很希望上帝给我一个清楚的图版。
Yes, go that way. No, go this way.
就是如果是这样要怎么行，如果不是又是怎么行。
God says, you don't need to trace my hand.
可是神说你不用去跟踪我的手。
Just trust my heart that I love you.
可是你要信任我的心是我爱你的。
After about 18 months, my son Tyler was debanded from his braces.
经过18个月的时间，我的儿子泰勒终于可以除去他的牙套。
He had more mature looking and straighter teeth.
他有更成熟的外表，还有更整直的牙齿。
All he has to do is keep wearing his retainers.
现在他所要做的就一直在晚上穿戴固定架。
Which he doesn't do very well.
他做的不是很好。
That's another illustration for another message.
这就是我讲到的另下一个题目。
But we use Tyler to help Max understand the process that's happening.
我们就用着 Tyler 来帮助马克思来预备他需要经历的。
We say, Max, look at Gogol's teeth.
我们说马克思，你看看 Tyler 的牙齿。
Look how straight they are.
你看多么的整齐。
Don't you want straight teeth?
你不要整齐的牙齿吗？
No.
他说我不要。
Especially not if it's going to hurt and cause bleeding in my mouth.
特别是它会使我流血，又会使我疼痛。
But we said no.Thus saith your parents, you are going to have braces.
可是我们对马克思说不，你的父母说你得要戴牙套。
Even though Tyler whined and complained about every painful adjustment, he was old enough to know that the process was going to be worth it.
即便泰勒常常发怨言，还有抱怨每次的调整，可是他已经足够诚实，知道说这个过程是必须是值得的。
Max is a little younger, at his age 10, getting his braces.
马克思比较小，他只有十岁。
So he may not be as mature to understand this is for his own good.
他可能不像哥哥一样明白整个过程。
But again, as his parents, we want the best for him. So this is what the orthodontist has said. This is the time to do it.
可是我们作为父母把最好的给他，而矫正医生说这是正确的决定，我们决定这么做。
Over 4 years ago, I resigned my last pastorate as an associate pastor amid some unfortunate circumstances that developed between the board and the senior pastor.
四年以前，因为董事会和主任牧师之间的争执，我就离开了我的助理牧师的工作。
Without getting into any detail, I left a very good position in a very good church situation and ended up unemployed.
不进入任何的细节，我离开了一个很好的侍奉的岗位。
I was going from 15 years of full-time church employment, not to mention 5 in engineering, 20 plus years of working full-time, and I find myself in a huge adjustment period.
我从全时间工作15年，其中5年是在工程工作，到发现我自己没有工作，所以我自己是经历了一个很巨大的一个调整期。
I find myself once again in an adjustment period.
我发现自己在一个很调整的过程当中。
I had an appointment to be adjusted.
我是需要去这个预定的这个整理的预定。
From the church situation, it was very painful.
从教会的角度，这个过程是非常的痛苦。
I was personally hurt, as well as my family was dragged through some stuff.
我的家人跟我自己都受到极大的伤害。
But I do believe it was prescribed.
可是我相信。
It was ordered by the Lord.
这是从上帝而来的。
To teach me stuff.
来教导我属灵的功课。
And I can say that it was productive.
我可以说它带来极大的果效。
Because I learned things I would never have learned in seminary.
因为我不能够在神学院学到这些功课。
4 years have passed since that faithful decision to resign, but I now have the privilege to speak in local churches and retreats.
四年已经过去了，可是我现在有这样的特权，可以在教会还有在特殊会里面讲道。
I have the awesome ability to be a stay-at-home dad, baseball coach, tutor, driver, and even cook.
我有这样的特权，可以成为家庭主妇，可以作为棒球的教练，可以成为一个家教，可以成为一个司机。
And I also get to serve through the ministry of Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
我也可以在运动员团体里面来服侍。
Sharing the gospel at local high school campuses and college campuses to some who may not ever step foot in a church.
我有机会在一些高中里面来分享福音，因为这些人可能都没有机会到教会去。
We are all in our own adjustment periods.
我们都在这些调整期的里面。
I'm not sure what you may be going through now.
我根本不知道你在经历什么。
Financial.
不管是在财务上。
Relational.
在关系上
maybe some spiritual things going on
或者是在属灵上
let us all let these adjustment appointments do their work
让我们让这些调整来做他们的工作
by being humble and allowing God to do his work in us
让我们存心谦卑并让神在我们里面工作
don't fight the adjustment
不要对抗这些调整
because doesn't God love us
神不爱我们吗
answer
是的
Doesn't he know what he's doing?
难道他不知道自己在做什么吗?
Yes.
是的。
So let's trust God and go along for the ride.
因此让我们信靠神，与神一起上路。
But I want to leave you with this challenge.
我要向你发出这样的一个挑战。
As much as my son said, when's my next appointment?
就像我儿子常说，我的下一个约会是什么时候?
In fact, Max has one on Tuesday after school.
而且是 Max 在礼拜二下午后就有。
He knows what's going to happen after the adjustment.
他知道过后会发生什么事。
Joke for 3 days.
他会痛3天。
Because he won't be able to bite his food.
因为他不能够咀嚼食物。
He and Tyler would probably do anything to miss their appointment.
他跟 Tyler 会尽一切可能。
I'm not feeling well.
我身体不适。
I need to stay home.
我需要在家里。
Do more homework.
我需要做功课。
Clean the house.
我需要打扫房子。
Anything to get out of the adjustment.
他们就不管怎么做，就是不肯去这个约会。
When I say our adjustment in life, in our spiritual lives.
当我们要看到我们属灵生命的调整的时候。
Our challenge is to not miss our next appointment.
我们面临的挑战是不要错过我们被调整的下一个预约。
It will be painful.
是会痛苦的。
Though I believe it will be prescribed.
可是我却真正的相信。
And it's to produce what God wants in your life.
这是神给我们的，是神要在你的里面。
To maximize yours and my potential.
去发挥你跟我的潜能。
To work at our salvation.
是要做成我们得救的功夫。
Not to get to heaven.
不是要去天堂。
Because we are already going through Christ Jesus.
因为我们已经要到耶稣那基督那里。
To maximize our influence, our impact through our lives, as painful as it may be, to help others along in that journey.
是借着我们生命里面所经历的去发挥，去影响别人。
May I ask Madeline to pray?
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们满心感谢赞美你，因为你就是那位统管万有的上帝。我们知道你在我们生命的里面要做调整。求你帮助我们存心谦卑在你的面前，帮助我们借着 Pastor Patrick 今天的教导，你预备我们的心，特别是在圣诞节的期间，主啊，让我们真的是在你的面前想到主啊，你在我们生命所做的一切，我们除了感恩，我们更是预备我们下一个心来让你允许你发挥我们生命链最大的挑战。是的，有痛苦，有难过，但上帝你的同在是我们最大的保障。谢谢你听我们在你面前的祈求，祷告仰望奉耶稣基督的名字求，阿门。
Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you.